The 9th of June, 2023. My name is Vincent and this is Shoddy Point episode number 2. Let's get to it with today's topic. What kind of therapist do I need for relationship?
If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors.
Podbot.ai.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast titled, What Kind of Therapist Do I Need for Relationship? In this episode, we will explore the different kinds of therapies available for individuals seeking help in navigating the complexities of their relationships. Whether you are considering couples therapy or individual therapy, we will examine the various approaches and techniques to help you determine what kind of therapist you need for your relationship.
Relationships can be both fulfilling and challenging. People have different expectations, personalities, communication styles, and even love languages. Without proper communication and understanding, conflicts can arise, leading to difficulties in maintaining healthy relationships. It is not uncommon to face such challenges, and getting help from a therapist can be beneficial. However, the type of therapy needed is unique to each individual situation and requires careful consideration.
The most commonly known type of therapy for relationship concerns is couples therapy. This offers a chance for two people in a relationship to work with a therapist together. The goal is to address any issues in the relationship, improve communication, and increase emotional connection. Couples therapy tends to be structured, and sessions are typically focused on specific issues that the couple wishes to address. The therapist helps both parties identify potential problem areas and provides a safe space for them to express their feelings openly.
While couples therapy focuses on enhancing relationships, individual therapy is tailored towards addressing personal issues. However, individual therapy can prove useful in relation to relationship issues. A trained therapist can help an individual identify negative patterns that may have contributed to their relationship difficulties. They can examine stressors in one's personal life, which may have manifested in the relationship, and work towards making amends. During individual therapy, the therapist can help uncover personal issues like low self-esteem or anxiety that may have hindered the evolution of a healthy relationship. Another type of therapy that could be helpful for individuals with relationship difficulties is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. CBT is a type of psychotherapy that focuses on changing negative patterns of thinking and behaviors. It is recommended in some cases of relationship issues that seem to arise from negative thought patterns. For instance, if an individual thinks the worst about the relationship, it might negatively impact their emotional well-being. CBT helps an individual learn to identify and challenge such negative thoughts. Through self-reflection, individuals can begin to recognize patterns in their thoughts that have contributed to negative behaviors. There is also the option of choosing a therapist specialized in systems therapy. This approach to therapy views people as part of a larger system, which can include family, friends, or even an organization. This system creates an environment that can affect a person's behavior and thoughts. Thus, systems therapy aims to address the bigger picture and work towards healing relationships by assessing how people relate to each other in that system. It is more effective than individual therapy when the therapy's goal is to improve the relationship between two individuals and their interaction with others.
Lastly, emotionally focused therapy, EFT, is a popular treatment option in cases of relationship distress. EFT aims to help couples identify their negative cycles of interactions and explore the underlying emotions driving them. It generally focuses on identifying the root cause of any disconnection. If an individual develops a better understanding of their emotions, it helps them communicate their needs better, and therefore improving their chances of having a fulfilling relationship with their partner.
In conclusion, determining the kind of therapist one needs for their relationship depends heavily on their specific situation. Although couples therapy is the most popular, individual therapy, systems therapy, CBT, and EFT could prove helpful depending on the individual situation. Whether the therapy is focused on the individual or the relationship structure as a whole, the most important consideration is to find the right therapist who can help identify and address the underlying issues to improve both the individual's and their partner's emotional well-being.
Thank you for joining us today on this episode of our podcast titled, What Kind of Therapist Do I Need for Relationship?
We hope that our exploration of the different therapies available has provided you with useful insight.
Remember, whatever type of therapy one selects, it takes conscious effort, determination, and time to rebuild or heal a relationship.
Episode 2 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Vincent Jensen. Adios. Podbot.ai